Welcome to the Sunday program. So today we have, as always, we are blessed with the association of wonderful Vaishnavas. And today we have Vaishnavi.
Yes, there we go.
She is a senior disciple of Radhanath Maharaj. She is extremely devoted in preaching and spreading Krishna consciousness. He's relentlessly working. I know in Singapore, my god brothers are there, so they used to tell me, she's a very active preacher in universities. Even now, here in Canada, strange country, but still she just goes around and preaches everywhere. So, it's my pleasure to welcome His Grace, to share her experience and enlighten us and inspire us in Krishna consciousness.
Hare Bol.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
इसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की आनंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की मोमाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से गौ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त बिंदु की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की जय मायापुर नवदीप धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगामयी जमुनामयी की जय तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की जय करिणा कलयुग पाद हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय हरे कृष्णा महामंत्र की जय हरे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Shivaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Naruttamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirai Prashta Prayeshu Bhadreshu Uttam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhagavati Nayishtami. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, first of all, to all of you. I have taken out your time to come here for the Sangha. And definitely a big thank you to all the organizers. And for me especially, Prabhuji and Adhokshanya Priya Mataji, who again invited me here to be with all of you. For me, it's just a pleasure to be with all of you, and that's why I come. Prabhu was saying it's so far away, but and it's giving class and sharing own thing is not a pleasure, but the pleasure is in meeting all of you. So that's why I'm here back to take all of your association. So thank you very much for having me here. So today we are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 5, shloka number 21st. The name of the chapter is Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness.
विंदन्ति
आत्मनि यत् सुखम्
स ब्रह्म
योग युक्तात्मा सुखम् अक्षयम् अश्नुते बाह्य स्पर्शेव असक्तात्मा विन्दन्ति आत्मनि यत् सुखम् स ब्रह्म योग युक्तात्मा सुखम् अक्षयम् अश्नुते बाह्य स्पर्शेव असक्तात्मा विन्दन्ति आत्मनि यत् सुखम् स ब्रह्म योग युक्तात्मा सुखम् अक्षयम् अश्नुते बाह्यस्पर्शेषु असक्तात्मा विन्दति आत्मनि यत् सुखम् स ब्रह्म योग युक्तात्मा सुखम् अक्षयम् अश्नुते बाह्यस्पर्शेव असक्तात्मा विन्दति आत्मनि यत् सुखम् स ब्रह्म योग युक्तात्मा सुखम् अक्षयम् अश्नुते बाह्यस्पर्शेष्व असक्तात्मा
विन्दति आत्मनि यत् सुखम्
विन्दति आत्मनि यत् सुखम्
स ब्रह्म योग युक्तात्मा
स ब्रह्म योग युक्तात्मा
सुखम् अक्षयम् अश्नुते
सुखम् अक्षयम् अश्नुते Matajis, any Matajis would like to say?
Hi.
बाह्यस्पर्शेष्व असक्तात्मा विन्दति आत्मनि यत् सुखम् स ब्रह्मयोग युक्तात्मा सुखम् अक्षयम् अश्नुते बाह्यस्पर्शेष्व असक्तात्मा विन्दति आत्मनि यत् सुखम् Sabrahma Yoga Yuktatma Sukham Akshayam Ashnute Bahyas Parsheshu. In external sense pleasure, Asakt Atma, one who is not attached, Vindati, enjoys, Atmani, in the self, Yat, that which, Sukham, happiness, Sah, he, Brahma Yoga, by concentration in Brahman, Yukta Atma, self-controlled, self-connected. Sukham, happiness. Akshayam, unlimited. Ashnute, enjoys. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Such a liberated person is not attracted to material sense pleasure, but is always in trance, enjoying the pleasure within. In this way, the self-realized person enjoys unlimited happiness, for he concentrates on the Supreme. Purport. Sri Ramanacharya, a great devotee in Krishna consciousness, said, Yad avadhi mama cheta Krishna padara vinde navanava rasa dhamni udyatam rantum asit tad avadhi bata nari sangame smrti amane bhavati mukha vikarah shustu nisthi vanam cha. Since I have been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, realizing ever new pleasure in Him, whenever I think of sex pleasure, I spit at the thought and my lips curl with distaste. A person in Brahma Yoga or Krishna consciousness is so absorbed in the loving service of the Lord that he loses his taste for material sense pleasure altogether. The highest pleasure in terms of matter is sex pleasure. The whole world is moving under its spell, and a materialist cannot work at all without this motivation. But a person engaged in Krishna consciousness can work with greater vigor without sex pleasure, which he avoids. That is the test in spiritual realization. Spiritual realization and sex pleasure go ill together. A Krishna conscious person is not attracted to any kind of sense pleasure due to his being a liberated soul. Jai Srila Prabhupada, Transcendental Purport Ki. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kalamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Ushakam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shri Radha Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachanam Pangulam Gayate Hirim Yat Krupatamaham Vande Shri Gurum Divatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwara Hare Krishna. Thank you again, all of you, for giving me this opportunity to be with all of you and share something. Please know that just because I am sitting on this side and facing all of you does not mean that I am somewhere better. Just this seat doesn't make me better. It's just that it's an opportunity to serve in this way, that's why I'm here. But otherwise, maybe you will find me when you look down, when not when you will look up. So to look at me, always look down and I should be at your feet. So in this shloka, Shri Krishna is saying that a liberated person is not attracted by the sense pleasures. And recently I was reading in prayers of Gajendra, when Gajendra is mentioning very clearly, even in Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, that a person who is attached to sense pleasure, there are different vegas which are attracting our heart, and till we are attached to the sense pleasure, the determination for Krishna consciousness, that irresolute determination does not take place. That is what the same thing even Gajendra was saying, that, oh Lord, you are always there in our heart, but still you hide yourself, you are not available till we are able to control these vegas. And that is why Rupa Goswami in this Upadeshamrut, Nectar of Instruction, first shloka starts with different vegas. Vacho vegam, manaso krodha vegam, jivha vegam, udaropastha vegam. He's talking about these six vegas in our life. And next he says that one who is able to control this vega, he can make disciples throughout the world. But practically, if we come down to our own level, we are still struggling with these senses. And more than senses, after 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years in Krishna consciousness, we start feeling, now I'm feeling better. Now I do not feel like going for movies. Now I don't feel like listening to this karmi music. So maybe I'm becoming better in my sense control. So we start feeling sometimes better. But then the next desire of mind, intelligence and ego start showing up. What is the desire of mind and ego? Mind wants mental happiness. We start reading different shlokas, we start reciting different shlokas and start taking pleasure in showing to the world how good I know the scriptures. And more than that, when it comes to ego, we start desiring name, fame, adoration, distinction. It's very easy to control senses. It's not easy, but in control to, in comparison to controlling the desire of false ego, of name, fame, prestige, the sense control is nothing. And that is what where we have to go. After sense pleasure, control, there is many, many more things to be achieved. There is one small story which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, that there was one sadhu who gave up everything and he would stay in the jungle, he would stay in the forest. And he was so austere, he would hardly eat. All the time he was concentrating on meditating on the Lord in his heart. And he was very, very austere. He had no actually desire for any physical comfort. But because of his austerity and because of his sense control, he became very famous. And once every year, the people from surrounding village will come out near the outskirt of this forest. The sadhu will come out and then they will offer him aarti, they will give him lot of gift and they would praise him, and then he would again go back and do meditation for 364 days. Once again on such one particular day, he came out and there was nobody to be found. There was nobody. And he started thinking, how come? Is it wrong day, or have people forgotten that today is the day when I'm supposed to come out? And he started becoming anxious. What is the time? Why they are not here? It's time is going away. Have they forgotten me? And then he was becoming so anxious that he climbed up on a tree and started looking from far away if I can see somebody is coming. And when he was so anxious, he fell down from the top of the tree and he broke his leg. But not only he broke his leg, he came to his senses. He started thinking that I have given up this sense pleasure. I do not require any physical comfort. But now I am attached to this ego or my pleasure of getting name, fame, adoration, distinction. Where am I? From one ditch to another ditch. In Hindi, there is one proverb. Asman se gira, asman se tapka, khajur mein latka. It means that you fall from the sky, thinking you are now going to at least land on the, come down on the land, but then you get stuck on some top of a tree. You know better. That is what is the goal of a Krishna conscious devotee. He wants to not only get control of his senses, but he also wants to get control of his mind, and last is most important, our false ego. Senses are always seeking pleasure. Why? Is it wrong? We always want to see something good. We want to eat something good. We want to hear something good. Is it wrong? Why are they seeking pleasure? Why are they seeking happiness? Reason is, the soul by nature is pleasure seeking. Being part and parcel of Supreme Lord, who is Satchit Ananda, the soul also is looking for happiness. Ananda Mayo Bhyasat. But the problem comes that we are looking happiness in a place which is full of miseries. What is the definition of happiness when we relate to this material world? Prabhupada used to say, in this material world, there is no real happiness. Absence of misery is happiness. And then he would give analogy of a person who was drowning. When you are under the water, when you do not get even one breath to take, you are waiting to get that one breath. And as soon as you come out, you breathe. Next minute again you are going to go and drown. But that one moment when you can breathe, you feel, wow, it is so good. And that is what is the happiness of this material world. And that is why this sense pleasure is described in the form of Mrugajal, or a water reflection which comes in a desert. It makes us run. It makes us run towards it. We work so hard for it, but when we reach there, we realize that there is no happiness into it. We have seen commonly, or maybe even we have done this in our childhood, when we go on a sea beach, we make castle, right? We become so happy. As children, I remember, we used to make castle. And then me and my sister would sit on the opposite side and we start digging a small hole. And then once both of us hands meet, we want to shake hand and then we are very happy. And as the day starts going down, the waves start approaching the shore. It's going to be time for high tide. And as the waves come and start destroying, approaching my castle, what is the child is doing? Starts crying. The child is crying, my castle is going, my castle is breaking. And the parents, what do the parents do? They laugh. They say, come on, this is just castle, it's going to go away anyways. Let's go home. We have our own house. But is this not the story of each one of us? We have grown in age. Our castles have changed. But our attitude has not changed. The castle which was made of sand is now the castle or the dream which we are decorating every day to have a good house, good husband, good wife, good children, good job, good money, good facilities. But if we think back, how is it different from the dream house? How is it different from that castle? It is going to go one day. And our father is telling, he's laughing at us. Why are you wasting your time? Come, we have to go to our own house. Back to Godhead, the spiritual world. So it is not Krishna has given us senses, and Krishna did give us pleasure. It's not that Krishna does not want us to do not have pleasure. Prabhupada tells, that's why Krishna said yuktahara viharasya. He did not say no happiness at all. One should not enjoy. But Prabhupada used to say that senses do require engagement. They do require satisfaction. But whatever is bare minimum for maintaining the life should be accepted, and that also should not be in the mood of enjoyment. And when we keep this in our mind, that finally, our final goal is to go back home. We are not here to waste our time. Then we will make the best use of our senses. Our eyes want to see good things, but then we have to train, Krishnize everything. Okay, you want to listen to good music, listen to different kirtans. You want to see good things, come and have darshan of the deities. You want to go out, go to dham, come to sangha. And when we Krishnaize, what happens? We are giving our senses a higher pleasure. And when the senses get higher pleasure, they start getting trained to understand what our final goal should be. But if we all know, Prabhupada in the beginning days, to attract new people, he used to keep in every center a jar full of gulab jamuns, and they were called as ISKCON bullets. They were called as ISKCON bullets. Whoever new came, the jar used to be always there with hundreds of gulab jamun, and anybody could take any number of gulab jamuns anytime. So people, especially those hippies, they used to really like this. They used to call it sweet balls. They did not know what they were called as. Later the name came ISKCON bullets, but they used to call it sweet balls. So they liked the sweet balls so much that they would come, just open the jar, eat few, really feel satisfied and go back. And that was the attraction for them. After a few days they would think, just for coming and visiting here, I'm getting so many of this sweet balls. Why not to come and stay here? Then I will get many more. So then they would come and stay in the temple. And then, okay, you are staying, so you have to do some seva. So they would do some seva. And then slowly, slowly, they would listen to philosophy. And once they start getting fixed up, if they go back to that jar, the temple president will say, no more for you. This is for the newcomers. This is only to show and track people to get them to Krishna consciousness. Similarly, this sense pleasure, when we say that, oh, when I want to hear to good music, okay, listen to good kirtan. But that is to make us fixed. Satsurup Maharaj in his book, Japa Reform book, writes, which was very striking when I heard, or when I read actually many years ago, that when we hear kirtan, we think, nowadays I think that, oh, now I don't want to listen to Hindi, Bollywood, Hollywood music. I like to listen to kirtan. But are you actually liking the mantra? Or are you enjoying the music into it? And the test comes when somebody who is not a good singer, he is leading kirtan, we just don't want to do anything. We feel, why of all he has been chosen today to do kirtan? Why they did not have? Is the potency of Mahamantra changed? Krishna sees the heart. Krishna does not see how good voice you have. But still, what we do is, we listen to the music and we are not actually enjoying or relishing the mantra. So that is our next step. First we want to get attached to the kirtan, but next we have to go to the stage where we actually start relishing kirtan, the holy name. And what is the final stage after this? Final stage after this is, we come and listen to kirtan or do kirtan for the pleasure of the Lord, not even for pleasure of our own self. We come and we chant and do seva. Initially we come to do seva because we like it, we love it, devotees appreciate. But slowly we have to go to the stage where we come and do seva, we chant for the pleasure of the Lord. Nothing of our own pleasure. And that is what here Lord Krishna is talking, that for the one who is liberated, he enjoys a pleasure within, and such a person is never attracted by Maya. So from here I'm going to, because exactly in 13 days, next to next Sunday, we are going to celebrate Gaura Purnima, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent incarnation, and it is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that this singing, the character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees is so divine that it really cleanses our heart and attracts our heart to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami writes, Yeva nahi bhuje kahe sunite sunite seha ki adhuta chaitanya charita. Krishna upaji be priti jani be rase rarite suni ne hai la bada hita. He is saying, Yeva nahi bhuje, even if you do not understand whatever you are speaking of Chaitanya Charitamrita, sunite sunite seha, just you listen again and again, ki adhuta chaitanya charitra, that is a wonderful character of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees. And what happens when you listen to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotee's character? Krishna upajive priti. We develop the desire of loving Lord Krishna. Jani vera sera riti. And we will slowly understand the rasas with the Supreme Lord. Suni leha ila vada hita. And just by hearing this Chaitanya Leela, vada hita, very good fortune will come to us. So from this, the shloka says, a person who is completely liberated does not get affected by this sense pleasure. So I'm going to share, this I'm sure all of you know, but for our purification and to attract Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we will see one of the personal associate of Lord who exactly fitted in this. So can we all have this sheet? Maybe we will just sing one bhajan and then talk about him. This is a small bhajan which was written by Narottam Das Thakur, and he is mentioning in this bhajan that one who has received the form of human being but does not worship Radha and Krishna, that person is deliberately drinking poison, and that is a poison of sense enjoyment. And Krishna's holy name has come from Golok Vrindavan, but unfortunately we have no attraction to this holy name. But we have to understand that that is our only shelter. So let's start with this bhajan. Hari Hari Vifale Janama Gunayo. Hari Hari Vifale Janama Gunayo. Manushya Janama Paya Radha Krishna.
Yeah.
Jhagai Madhai, Tara Sakshi Jhagai Madhai. So, we know that controlling the senses and mind is most difficult. But the only way for us in this Kali Yuga is holy name. And one of the example which comes in Chaitanya Charitamrut is that of Srila Haridas Thakur. We all know that Chaitanya Charitamrut describes that Haridas Thakur was born in the family of Malecha. He was born in so-called outcast, but he was so attracted to the holy name that he was one of the person with Advaita Acharya who would pray for descent of the Lord, and he was chanting every day 300,000 names of the Lord. That comes to about 192 rounds a day. For us, even doing 16 rounds is such a big difficulty. We just want it to come down, and as soon as 16 are done, Hari Bol, but till tomorrow I'm not going to look at you. Such a big burden we feel. But he used to have so much of taste for chanting the holy name. It used to take him almost something like 20 to 22 hours a day when he would be chanting. And he was so pure just by chanting the holy name that it attracted the heart of all the villagers. So in his young days, when he was staying at a place called Benapol, this is now in Bangladesh, that place, the tax collector or the in charge was a person named as Ramchandra Khan. He was born in a Brahmana family. He was very big scholar. But he saw that everybody respects and glorifies Haridas Thakur. And envy in his heart could not take it. And he somehow or other wanted to spoil the name of Haridas Thakur. So what did he do? He knew that even if he puts rumor and he talks ill about him, nobody is going to accept. He had proved himself beyond doubt. So he made a plan. He called for a few prostitutes and told that any man, especially when he is young, it's very easy to get illuded when it comes to sense pleasure. In the translation, Prabhupada writes in the shloka that out of all the material pleasure, sex pleasure is the topmost. And it's very, very difficult to control. So he thought, let me take this way and try and get Haridas Thakur caught in this trap. So one of the most beautiful prostitute, she agreed. She said that not a single person has ever denied my association. And I am fully confident that soon, just give me 3 days and I will get Haridas Thakur under my control. And Ramchandra Khan was very happy. He told that as soon as I see Haridas Thakur and you together, I'm going to get the policeman and then all his name and fame will be destroyed. So at the time of the evening, which is twilight, which is the most difficult time when the desires are difficult to control, this lady comes at the hut of Haridas Thakur. She had dressed very, very beautifully, and after coming there, she started speaking in very beautiful voice, very attractive voice. Oh Thakur, you are so handsome, you are so nice, please fulfill my desire. Saintly people they are always there to help others and to satisfy others. So today, please satisfy me. I've come here to have union with you. So please today you satisfy my desire. Haridas Thakur was not even a bit affected. Haridas Thakur told, sure, why not? I will definitely serve you. But I have rule that every day I have to finish my rounds. She did not know how many rounds he was chanting. So I will finish my chanting for in some time. Why don't you just sit and wait? So in the courtyard, she paid obeisances to Tulsi Maharani. She sat next to the Tulsi Maharani and she was listening to the chanting of Haridas Thakur. And it went on and on and on throughout night. He was still chanting, not finishing his round. And early morning, she said, you did not fulfill my desire. He said, I'm sorry, but my rounds just did not finish. Tomorrow I will surely fulfill your desire. She went and again came back the next day evening. Again same thing happened. She was waiting, listening to the chanting of Haridas Thakur. Again the morning happened and Haridas Thakur had not finished his rounds. She said, again you're sending me back without fulfilling my desire. And Haridas Thakur said, tomorrow I will surely fulfill your desire without doubt. So third day she came with her heart full of desires that today is the day he has promised me. And when she was sitting and listening to the chanting of Haridas Thakur, just because of listening to a pure Vaishnava and his chanting, her heart changed. Haridas Thakur, when he finished his round, she fell at the feet of Haridas Thakur and started crying, sobbing, and told that, I'm sorry, I'd actually come to destroy you. I was sent by Ramchandra Khan and my plan was only to destroy your name, But now I know how pure you are and I have no such desire. And what was the answer of Haridas Thakur? He said that I knew completely that Ramchandra Kalyan Khan has sent you and I was anyhow going to leave this place. But because I thought of delivering you, I stayed for 3 extra days. Now that where you have understood the glory of chanting holy name, give up all your bad habits, distribute all your wealth which you have earned by wrong means, and then come and stay here and chant. And this lady went, distributed all her wealth in simple clothes, in simple sari, shaving her head. She started saying in this bhajan kutir of Haridas Thakur, and Haridas Thakur left. And when people around the village, when they saw how the heart of even this prostitute was changed, the glory and fame of Haridas Thakur increased. And Ramchandra Khan was most miserable that time. But this is how Chaitanya Charitamrita explains that the greatest of sense pleasure, even the sex pleasure, is very easy to control when we take the shelter of chanting of the holy name. What is required is sincerity of heart, determination and discipline. Even one day prior to Haridas Thakur left his body, he was very sad. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and asked him, "Are you alright, Haridas? Are you okay?" Because Haridas Thakur was lying in his bed. And what was the answer of Haridas Thakur? Haridas Thakur says, "Namaskar karite ho kaila nivedan, sari swastha hoi mora, aswastha buddhi man." Said that, "Namaskar karile, I am paying my obeisances to you, and I am kela nivedan, and I am making a plea." What is that? Sharir swastha hoi, my body is alright. Actually, he is almost at the verge of death. And he is saying, "I am okay, don't worry. Aswastha hoi buddhi man, but my buddhi and man is aswastha because I am not able to finish my 300,000 names." Many times people ask us, "Prabhu, are you well? Are you well?" We should think, am I well or I am in the well? Haridas Thakur was actually, most of the time if we see we are in the well, we tell people, "Yes, I am well, don't worry, I am well, I am doing good." And exactly opposite was Haridas Thakur, in the well physically, but he is saying, "I am not well mentally." That is what should be the mood. And what did the Lord tell him? Lord told him, "Prabhu kahe vruddha hoila asankhya alpakar, siddha deha tumi sadhane agraha ke kar." He is saying that vruddha hoila, you have become old, sankhya kam kar, now chant less, it's okay. Siddha deha tumi, why? Because you are a liberated soul. Sadhane ki kar, why you are becoming so rigid about your chanting? This is the mercy of the Lord. If anybody tells us you may chant less than 16 rounds, we will be happy, right? But Haridas Thakur was not ready to give up his chanting even till the last day of his life. And the Lord's greatness is that our Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our Lord Krishna, is not the Lord of locks, he is the Lord of love. He is not Lord of rigidity, he is the Lord of flexibility. He sees our heart, he sees our endeavors, and he sees that sincerity and accepts that. Results may be a failure. Who can be that person who will not give the heart to such a master? And that is why Prabodhananda Saraswati in his prayers says that a person who has taken shelter of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his senses become inert. He is describing that the senses are like snake. And the snake, when it bites us, our body is going to die. But when a sense, or when the snake of sense pleasure bites us, not only this body, but hundreds and thousands of bodies in future we are going to kill. But when a person takes shelter of Chaitanya, Chandra, the senses becomes like broken teeth of a snake. And then, their senses which are engaged in the service of the Lord, that is Vrishnu Mataji. And those senses which are engaged in the service of the Lord, that senses will be able to get the best out of us to serve the Lord. Water in the form of liquid water can make the boat swim or go across float, but it in the form of an ice, in the form of an iceberg, the same water makes the boat crash. The senses which can actually kill us or become poisonous to our life, that same senses when engaged in the service of Chaitanya Chandra, same senses will help us to go across the material world, back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Sorry for delaying your aarti.
श्री राधा गोपी वल्लभ की
Yeah.
Yeah. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Thank you.
की जय। पतित पावन श्री गुरुदेव की जय। पिताय गौर प्रेमानंदी।